suspect detained. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. New details emerging about the suspected gunman charged in the July 4th parade mass shooting in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park that left at least six people dead and at least 30 injured. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
Major Crimes Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli said the person of interest, Robert Cremo III, legally bought the rifle he used,
similar to an AR-15,
and a second rifle in his car legally. They say he used a fire escape ladder to get to the roof overlooking the parade. And
Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity.
They believe his targets were random and that he fired more than 70 rounds at the spectators below.
A motive is not known yet. Florida's 15-week abortion ban is back in place. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Broward County, Florida.
A judge in Florida's state-level appeals district rules the state's law stopping abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy can stay in effect while a lawsuit over its state constitutionality plays out. A trial court already tried temporarily blocking the law. Planned Parenthood argues the state's 15-week law violates a privacy provision included in Florida's state constitution because it requires the women seeking abortions to divulge when they had intercourse.
Airport delays and cancellations continue to frustrate passengers, even after the busy holiday weekend. Fox's Charles Watson has the details from Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta.
Long lines at TSA checkpoints and long lines at ticket counters as airlines are struggling to keep up with demand after being forced to let go of staff during the pandemic. They're now scrambling to fill those gaps by hiring flight attendants and pilots.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Mounting pressure for the CHIPS Act to be passed. Fox's Kelly O'Grady explains.
Frustration over the $52 billion CHIPS Act is hitting a boiling point with that legislation stalled in Congress. Of course, chip stock taking it on the chin last week with major players in the semiconductor industry warning of more delays and potentially waning consumer demand. Chip shortages now much worse. For example, GM currently has 95,000 vehicles without chips, and with EVs using more chips than a regular gas-powered car, that sector is hurting even more. Intel and a number of Taiwanese companies announcing U.S. plants to bolster the domestic supply chain. However, they're now warning these investments are contingent upon passing the CHIPS Act.
Doctors make a familiar discovery in the brain of a former NFL star who died last year.
6 months after he retired from the NFL, last December, four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Demaryius Thomas died at age 34. Cause of death still remains uncertain. Tuesday, Boston University announced Demaryius Thomas, who played 10 years in the NFL, suffered from CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Thomas's mother told ABC News his mood would change and he would also isolate himself at times. He was like, "Mom, I don't know what's going on with my body. I got to get myself together. I don't feel like myself anymore." According to family members, the longtime Denver Broncos receiver began to show erratic behaviors in 2020 and memory loss, as well as paranoia, behaviors associated with a degenerative brain disease, which has been found post-mortem in more than 100 former NFL players. Jared Max, Fox News.
An unexpected surprise. A police officer in Atlanta helps a couple deliver their baby at a gas station on the way to the hospital. Atlanta Police Lieutenant Renato Anaya describing the experience.
Something that I learned at the academies is always expect the unexpected, and that stayed with me.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.